Hello, everybody. This is Callie, and thank you for listening to Trans Experience.
This is Tayden.
And this is Madison. And we are so excited to be seeing you guys today, hearing you guys, listening to you guys. You're actually listening and hearing us. Actually, this is our first time recording without LG. And so she's always been in every episode, and so I think it's going to be kind of fun that we get to do it without her. But we're going to miss her.
We're going to do it finally without her. Oh, my goodness.
She is going to be okay. She needed a couple of days to rest up. And so we're going to send all of our good vibes and prayers to her because we do miss her. But we are actually going to be recording on some new equipment
today.
Absolutely. It's so exciting. Yeah.
Oh! These girls have been hamming it up, complimenting each other's voices, and I'm just like, oh.
So over it.
No, we love each other so much, just like we love you guys and all of our listeners. Our love goes out to you, and our love goes out to LG. Madison, what's today's topic?
Well, you know, before that, I wanted to tell the listeners that we're super grateful for them because we finally have reached over 1,000 listens.
Thank you!
And that is such a monumental thing for our little tiny podcast. And we actually decided to find some better equipment so that it's easier to listen to. Because I know for me, I love podcasts. I could listen to them all day. But our quality of sound, like if I'm being real, was rough. Like rough.
It really was.
It was, I mean, it was like my 5 o'clock shadow.
But you know, I love that though, because when we go down in history and really just really think about what we were doing and listening to those first episodes, we're like, wow, how greedy and gut that was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, we were doing the bare minimum.
And it was like, and with just us three at first and then Callie, and then how hard we were driven into doing it.
Remember, Callie was always involved at the beginning, but we didn't, her work schedule was so crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, and I feel like we, sometimes I think that, like, it's always been kind of three of us at a time. You know what I mean? It's so hard to get all four of us together.
Yeah,
it really is.
It really is. There are so many things that come up in our lives. And,
Last minute, too.
And that's going to happen. You know, we all have different schedules. We live on different sides of town, except for Tay and LG. And, you know, we can't always get together, but we do always long to be together. So it's so exciting when we can be.
It's crazy because, like, when we are together, like, I feel a little more complete for those hours. You know, like, I really do. Like, knowing that I have three other women who are doing the exact same thing I am, which is just out there just living, just trying to live my best life, you know, and not making excuses for it and falling short sometimes. And that's okay, too. And knowing that at the end of the day, like, these Sundays that we do get together, like, as hard as they are for all of us, like, I think it's important.
Yeah, because we make it happen. And that's why I was saying, like, for us to do this, it's just such an honor. Like, it really is.
It really is. And to have people who listen, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I really, really do appreciate
you guys. I really hope that we give you so much, as much as you're giving us.
Because we want to educate.
Get excited about having followers and listeners. And we, you know, it kind of pumps us up to do the next episode, you know, because we know we're reaching people.
Yeah.
And that is what we want to encourage you as listeners to do, is to reach out to us as well. And you can let us know what.
All of you.
And just let us know if you guys have anything going on in your lives that you have a frustration about or something that you're excited about as a trans woman. And we would really, really love to hear from you.
I would love to hear some milestones that kind of pop off, you know?
I really do. Like,
we celebrate ours together,
you know,
but
if you guys would leave your comments, like, and just let us know. I love looking at our Facebook and then seeing people say, oh, this.
Yeah.
It's, like, such a great feeling.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, speaking of Facebook, that brings me to today's topic, actually. Sorry, Callie, for getting off track there, but I really wanted to thank the listeners, you know. But today's topic, we actually decided this after we recorded the debate episode. In the debate episode, what the listeners don't know is that we actually had about a 20-minute meeting before that. And, you know, we want to respect people's beliefs and ideas and opinions about the political environment that we're in, even though it is very toxic right now. Mm-hmm. But we got to a point where I personally felt like we were censoring too much of some of our own co-hostesses, and specifically Tayden. Tayden is a very, very, like, this is what I think and this is what I believe, and she's gonna say it, and I respect that so much because it's so rare to find people that say that, like, just say what they want, you know. And I'm kind of the same way. You do it in a different way than I do it, you know what I mean? And I think it's important. And before the episode started, though, LG, even though she's not here to kind of defend herself, her and I talked about this one-on-one, and this is what brought the idea up, was like, you know, she wants to be respectful of all the listeners, right? And my thing is, I know that there is a listener out there that resonates with each of us, right? Like my sister, who could not be more opposite than you, loves you, right? And that's what I mean. Like, I think if all of us because we're so strong in who we are as women and trans women in this world and our ideas and beliefs. And I think that if we start censoring each other, we're going to lose the idea that we have going into this, right? We are so different. And there is a listener out there for everybody.
Yes.
That's
right?
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, you know, LG does have a bigger following when it comes to this, and that's just how it's going to be because she is the one that has such inspirational things to say. She's funny. You know, like, that's not who I am. Like, I can admit it, you know. I'm a great writer, but I'm not off the cuff great when it comes to words, right?
Exactly.
And so, with all due respect, though, like, I don't think that that's because that's how she does things or how I do things or how you do things that we should start making other people do things like that, you know. And then, you know, she brought up a good point. But there's a line of respect that we need to keep. And I agree with that. However, because of what we're doing and how we're doing it, I really do believe that we need to be as honest and pure in our thoughts and opinions as we can because we do represent four different, very, very different type of women
yes.
at the table, right?
Diverse.
So my question, though, is what is your line, though? Like, Kelly, since, you know, you are very, very upbeat, you're very positive about everything, right? It's very, very, I've maybe seen you down maybe once or twice
uh-huh.
in the time I've known you. What is it that is far too far for you?
In terms of, like, socializing with other trans women?
Yeah, just talking, like, sharing your opinions. Like, when you're...
Oh, absolutely. So there are some things that I won't share. Some things like politics, specifics. I don't share that sort of thing. I can talk about my personal life, my bedroom life, and things like that. I don't share all of the information that I get from other people. I'm not always going to share it. To somebody else because some of that stuff is in confidence, you know, it's in common with the person that's telling me and they're trusting me not to share it with somebody else. So that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff I'm not going to bring to the table.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to like religion and things like that, I just go with the flow. I don't allow myself to really get too censored. I think with the episode that we did last week, with
the debate episode
yeah. that you guys haven't heard yet, but we did
mm-hmm.
record that debate
mm-hmm.
episode like Madison was saying, and there was a little bit of like censorship happening.
We were holding people back.
The sensitivity of the newness of the topic
mm-hmm.
and so we have never discussed something so serious and so raw until just last week, and so we wanted to make sure that we had a good, you know, takeoff path for that. And so we want to make sure that everybody's able to listen and for it to not really, you know, distract from the point of what we were saying. And so
yeah.
I appreciated the concept, you know, of bringing
mm-hmm.
that to the table and saying, hey, let's all keep it on the same level. So that way we can express ourselves and we can still, you know, reach people that are new to the topics, you
yeah.
know, because we do have followers all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
so,
do.
I think it was a good idea there, but I also felt like a little bit of a tension between all four of us. Not like we were worried or concerned about
no.
like what each other were going to say, but we were not able to be as free as we usually are in our episodes. Like we have a lot of episodes where we're just goofing off and saying weird stuff, you know, and fun things that we, you know, blurt out and whenever it is. But for that specific episode, we had to be pretty professional and try to keep it reined in, which is not always easy with four different types of personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, those are, sometimes censorship is okay. I think that's a personal opinion for everybody to carry. But I do believe that if somebody is putting a censorship on you as a person, as a trans woman, that right back, you should bring your personal boundaries and comfort levels, and you should bring it to the table, the conversation, wherever you're at. If you're being asked to be censored or be a certain way that you're not, then you maybe need to say something.
Mm-hmm. So, Tayden, how do you feel about having to censor some of the things that you say because you do speak from the heart?
Right? Oh, this is crazy because this, I resonate with this a lot because it's like since I was, you know, first transitioning into who I am today. I mean, when I was going to jails, when I was, you know, locked up, when I was, you know, in school, when it came to my friends, or just me being the person that I am today and very outspoken and very feminist, or not feminist, but very feminine
mm-hmm.
and more like just one of those type of people. It's like, I'm not one of those demi-downer type of people,
mm-hmm.
you know? So when it comes to being somebody trying to put a label or a stamp on me or a lid on me to hush puppy, that you do not want to do with Miss Tayshia Shaquita Shaquille,
mm-hmm.
because that makes me so mad. That's like one of my biggest pet peeves today. Like, it makes me so mad. Like, I will flip off on somebody. But since I've been in recovery today for these last 2 years of my life and knowing how to change things around and, you know, just use my tools that I've learned in the past times that I've been in the recovery and the field of just doing what I needed to do, I've learned that when people are censoring you, there's a type of level to it. Like, they either like something about you or they just really don't like you. And that I'm okay with that sometimes. And especially being in the trans community, because we're outspoken people. We are a force to be reckoned with. And when we're a force to be reckoned with, people are, what are they? They're not scared, but they put their guards up to kind of like down us, to make us like this type of person that we're really not and make us look bad. And, you know, I just don't like that. So I really get pissed off about it. So,
yeah.
You know, nowadays, like, I've come to a place where I'm like, now that I get to be this advocate for this community, I speak up the right way now. Now I'm not just blowing off on somebody else and then talking. You know, I don't want to go to jail no more because I will. That's not something that
she
I want
says,
to do.
I ain't scared.
Yeah, I ain't sure.
Been there, done that. Slut is fine.
Okay, because this coochie bop ain't scared.
That's funny. So, I mean, for me, like, I'm very... I forget how aggressive I can come off when it comes to, like, trying to speak my mind, right? Especially if I'm passionate about something. Excuse me. If I'm passionate about something, I come off very aggressive, and I don't realize it. You know what I mean? And I have to take a step back and say, okay, that is too much, right? Like, just because I'm passionate about something doesn't mean somebody else is, right? So I can't force my passion onto somebody else. I've tried that. He hated it.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was a lose-lose because now I've upset me because now I'm, like, unhappy because here I am sitting here, like, why are you not in love with that? I'm in love with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I have to remember to really, really mind myself when I'm trying to push off that passion somewhere else.
Yeah.
However, I also don't think I need to apologize for it either. You know, I think other people would have disagreed, but I really don't think I need to apologize for the passion. I can definitely apologize for my tone or the way I did it, but I don't think I need to apologize for the passion. So what do you think, Callie?
I feel like I'm glad you brought that up because we had an instance yesterday where we were talking in a group chat about today.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I was, you know, reading the message and I started getting a feeling like I felt really cut off, you know. I was just asking a simple question or giving, you know, like an idea to everybody. And so whenever that you responded that certain way, it was informative, but it was not... in any way, like, something that my brain was easily processing for some reason at the moment. I was just emotionally sensitive.
So the listener knows, though, like, you were super, like, positive about your message, and you were just asking a question, and I came back with the exact same message, saying, quote, I will be there at 3:45, period.
Thank you,
period.
Which most people, when they're doing that, it would be more like a, okay, don't give...
yes.
Care about what you said, and this is what I said, and thank you. Don't say nothing else.
Right.
You know, it's like, got my cookies, gotta eat them,
but
you can have one too.
And you know what's so crazy? Like, oh, I hate that because it's funny because I hate texting. I hate that.
That's because she texted me privately, and I was just like, no. I was like, I was at work. I was busy. Like, I was doing something. I wasn't at work physically, but I was on the computer at work, and so I really didn't have like. I didn't read the whole thing, if I'm being honest. I just knew that I was trying to get my point across, which I feel like you weren't getting, which was, I'll be there at 3:45. You know what I mean? And
right.
I feel like that was getting lost in translation somewhere because everyone was like, well, we're going to do 3:30. And I'm like, why? Why are we doing 3:30? Like, we don't even get the room till 4. You know what I mean? So, like, it wasn't making sense to me. But at the time, I was doing two things. I was on my phone trying to talk to people. Because you guys know, I'm a fast responder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can send a message, I'm replying.
Mm-hmm.
Every motherfucking time, right?
Yeah, that's something I do love about you in communication.
You are the longest I think people wait for a response from me is maybe 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And that's maybe because I'm, like, going to the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my time.
Not
just me and my TikTok.
I was amazed that day when we were doing my bio. Like, you was on it. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I just flipped my phone
is
over.
Is it just
and
me,
were...
or did you just sound like a chicken right now? When
No, I take pride in that because I feel like time is delicate in today's world, right? If I'm asking you a question, it's because I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I need you to give me the answer so I can continue with my day.
Uh-huh.
Especially with something like this. We're trying to put four schedules together. The last thing we need, and no offense to you two, but literally the last thing we need is for you guys to take 2 days to respond.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We're not, like, the ha-ha-fa-fa, like, we're all, you know, every love sucking dick, good for us. Like, that's fine. You know, don't respond to that. But when we're trying to get down to business as far as nailing down a plan, you two are pretty bad about it.
I just want to say, I don't think that we've ever had a conversation on text about sucking dick. And if we did, I wasn't there.
I just kind of want to say this, not even like it's a bad thing or anything.
Yeah.
It's because I already know my sister's got it.
And
I knew she was gonna say that because at the end of the day, you know why I love that? Because I know it's gonna get done one, and I know it's gonna be done right.
Yes.
And so my thing is, I'm not as intelligent, or I can't say that, but like I know these two ladies, my older sisters, are very, very equipped to this stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, with me, I'm there, but I'm not there.
We're actually not equipped to this stuff. Like,
but
we're trying to figure it out as we go.
But from what you're showing me, I see that you guys, and it's like, and if I try to, it's just going to get a little bit more frustrating for me.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen because we've crossed paths with that.
Yeah.
And so I've learned that since I love this dynamic of us four as a duo, that when you guys do things, I'm like happy about it because it's like, I know my sister's got it, and all I gotta do is just come, show up, be there, be what I need to be at that moment. Because it's one thing I can say is that if you and LG or Callie ever say, "Hey, can you do this?" What am I gonna do?
Oh, Tay's on it.
Yeah,
If we call her out and she's on it. And so, like, I'm not, this is no shade at all. Like, I think it's actually humorous. Like, me and LG laugh all the time. Like, we're going to be like, hey, da 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 da. Like, we'll message Tay, but we're going to get a response 2 days later. Like, it's a joke now. You know what I mean? It's, so it's funny. But that goes into the topic is, like, you know, am I going to stop being that person because nobody else is being that person, right?
Yeah.
Like, I responded to your text, 8 hours later because LG wasn't responding. You know, like, obviously we know now that she was sick and not feeling good and stuff like that. So I feel bad for, you know, for jumping in there. But I was like, somebody needs to respond to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you need to know what the topic is before we go into that day. I don't think it's fair for you to show up on day to record not knowing what the topic is.
So
you know?
I want
to
ask you guys a question. So, you know, censorship we're talking about in, like, verbal standpoint,
mm-hmm.
like, talking with a communication standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, censorship in the way that we approach life? Is there any time mm-hmm. in your guys' lives, and I'll share it too, about when somebody or in a situation that you were around and you felt like it was a necessary action to censor yourself?
I've shared mine before.
People.
Yeah, I've shared mine before, but I'll share it again after you. You want to go, Tay?
Yeah, like, honestly, to tell you the truth, I think mine was when I went to prison and the people that I used to hang around with, I let them kind of manipulate me because I was gullible.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say that I was like 18, 19, 20, 21, like Donald Trump says.
She's terrible.
But in those times, like when I was gullible, it was more easy for me to just allow somebody to put a lid on me to say, hey, this is what you need to be.
Did you allow them to do that?
And yes, I did. It's because I wanted to be felt like I was wanted. You know what I'm saying? As far as me being who I am today, I didn't know what that was. I've learned on that. I've established something better for myself now because I learned from it. You know, I got my little wisdom card from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that part.
The wisdom card, that's cute.
But it's like when I got around certain people in those places that put me in predicaments that was going to get me arrested or locked up or probably even killed or whatever. Because I've been in situations like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like it was always me putting myself in those predicaments and allowing people to do that. Because if I was the smarter type of person, I would have been gone. You know what I'm saying? Like what I know now today, I would have been gone. If I would have seen a red flag the first time something happened, I would have been like how I am today. I got my little red ruby the sleeves outside. I'm jumping in her and I'm gone.
So my question though is like, are you like that because it's time or because of recovery?
I think, you know what? I asked myself that question and thank you for asking that. And it's time. I've told myself
you think
that
so it's time.
Yeah, I've told myself that it's time now. It's not because of recovery, because recovery would have changed me a long time ago. But now the time that I have, that I know that I've wasted from these 30, because my birthday's this weekend.
Yeah.
on Saturday. Woo-hoo. So, you know, I'm about to be an OB. So,
okay, now you're talking some shit.
But look, listen, but what I'm saying is like, as far as those years like that, like, it has built some knowledge in me to win.
Do you feel like you lost yours?
My mojo?
No, do you feel like you lost yours? Like, the years that you weren't... Like, the years that you weren't being the Tay that we know now?
You know, I honestly, I'm going to tell you guys this. I didn't tell nobody this, but today, this happened today. I cried in the car when I was going to go pick my mom up from college today, because I learned, I was like, this is how free I could have, if I would have just made the drastic decision to be okay with who I was a long time ago, I would have known what to do then. But right now,
that's heavy.
And now right now where I'm at today, I was crying literally in tears, because I'm like, you know what? It took me that long to say I wanted to do this and to do that. And all I had to do was really just do it. All I had to do was put the other foot in front of the other foot. But before, I was allowing people to get in front of me. I was allowing people to, like I said, put the lid, to censor me, to put that censor thing across my lip to make me be quiet. Mm-hmm. And you know, I allowed people. I was a puppet sometimes. And honestly, to say that, it makes me vulnerable, but I'm happy because I can do that today. So.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, what's your experience?
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. Thank you for being so open with us and sharing all that. That actually was amazing to hear you.
Thank you.
So free to talk like that. And so I feel like for me, definitely it's going to be, you know, for a lot of years, I lived in a religious home. I also lived in going to church a lot. And so with all that, there were a lot of years where I had to put on a facade of something that I wasn't, somebody that in my mind they wanted me to be, and that I was too afraid to approach in any sort of way, shape, or form. So there was a lot of times when I lied and I said, hey, you know, I'm actually a straight, you know, I'm straight. And
she said, I'm a straight.
You know, I told them that I am this person that you want me to be. And it's all coming from my head that they want me to be that. But with that being said, it's kind of like I had to censor my expressions. So if I'm thinking something like, oh my gosh, that guy is so cute right there, then I have to say, oh my gosh, that girl is so cute right there. And then I'm like puking in the back of my mouth because I feel like, you know, that's not what I'm interested in.
Yeah.
But I have to kind of like, perform a certain verbiage in order to uphold the standard that I put on myself.
So my question to you is, do you feel like you've lost years?
I used to feel like that. Now I know that I'm gaining years. By all the years that I lived, even if they were negative and didn't look right the way that I wanted them to, and I put myself in binds that I, you know, didn't necessarily need to be, and all those different like reasons that I look down on those moments, I learned one day, no regrets. Doesn't mean to not feel like you didn't quite do what you needed to do in those moments, but to remember that the next moment you have is an addition to the moment that you had. Mm-hmm. And the moment that you had is going to play into what you have now. The moment that you have now, you have the opportunity to make the very best effort possible to make life the way that you need it to be, that it needs to be for you to flourish, and so that you can function with other people and you don't have to be anybody that you don't want to be.
Right.
Well, I appreciate that, because I think for me, my censorship came into play with my job with Honeywell. You know, I didn't tell them I was trans. Did they know? Yeah, because when I got hired not as my male name, and my legal paperwork came approved like a week after I started the job. And it took me a year to get my name changed throughout the site. However, there were still like teams on Microsoft Teams. Like I still have my name still came up. So like if people were to message me on Microsoft Teams, they would see my male name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they actually would not message me because they couldn't find Madison in there, you know. And so I definitely censored that part of my life because it required my safety. You know, I physically would not have been safe had people that I worked with at Honeywell known that I was trans.
Mm-hmm.
But going to lost years, like, it's funny that this came up because, and maybe I brought it up because I was thinking about it, but I feel like my mom and I had a really, really rough 36 years, right? I'm 40 now. We had a great 4 years, though. And so I do feel like I lost years because like her and I's relationship didn't become happy and healthy until I transitioned. And yes, it was hard for her. And yes, we went through like a year of just, you know, like not understanding each other, you know? And I kept telling her, like, I'm the same person. And she's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, I am, you know? Because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what she had lost, mm-hmm. you know? And then when I kept to the understanding, and then she realized that the who I am now is everything that she wanted me to be as her child. She wanted me to be happy. She wanted me to be successful. She wanted me to be sober, you know, because addiction runs in my family. And I was not any of those things until the very, towards the end of her life. And so I do feel like I did lose those years. And I don't think it's fair that I only got 4 years with her, you know, like as this happy, healthy person. Mm-hmm. I only got 4 years. And I just don't think that's fair, you know. And so, like, it's hard.
No, I want to touch on that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's so very sad that you've lost your mother. Yeah. And, I mean, it's incredible the strength and the growth that you've grown, that you've obtained through this process, you know. Like,
yeah.
Gifts that,
thank you.
That keep giving, that you've really just piled on top of each other. And you use them to your very best ability every day to be the wonderful person that you are. And I really admire that about you, Madison.
Thank you.
So, yeah, just want to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's not easy. You know, if I make it look easy, then I'm doing you guys a disservice because it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, every day is a struggle. But when it comes to censorship, I really do think that I sold my team short because I didn't get to know the full me, you know? But I had to for my safety. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that we as trans women have to sometimes censor ourselves when it comes to safety.
I think so.
You know? Like, mm-hmm. There are some places, like, we're sitting right now behind a door, but we're in a bar, essentially. You know,
mm-hmm, yeah. And I mean, we can see that. We can see them drinking alcohol, walking around in short skirts, and having a good old time.
But you too have to remember that us being trans, there is a big part of us having to censor ourselves, though, mm-hmm. because it comes to that equality with everybody. They're not going to eat. They're not going to think we're equal with them. You know what I'm saying? And that sucks sometimes because we have to keep continually fighting for who we are when. Trans experiences is a human experience.
Yeah.
We're just a regular person, just living a different lifestyle than the normal.
Yeah.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that. And so...
Well, I think we're the best examples of, like, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some that are even... Anyone that is out there just living their life,
so
that's a great example.
So what do you guys think about that mockery of that type? Like, the people who mock it. Like, the censorship. Like, they know that we have to do these certain things that we already know, but they know they can ruffle our feathers a little bit.
Well, I think that it comes from a place of one, ignorance.
Uh-huh.
And it also comes from a place of just a lack of understanding and a lack of care. You know, like I tell people all the time in my job, like, I can teach people how to do the job. I can't teach them to care,
mm-hmm.
right? We can't teach people to care about one another,
mm-hmm.
right? That's something that your mothers or fathers do, but like me right here, I can't go out to that bar and address the people that are staring at us in a nice and positive way without sounding like a tainted transsexual woman who's out there just, oh, what was me? Because that's what we come off as.
You know, like, whenever that kind of situation comes up, I feel very afraid still. I mean, I feel extremely afraid to, and the thing that I've kind of like the, you know, like the coping mechanism that I've kind of given to myself, I guess, or that I choose to use is just to kind of stay quiet and continue on. And my confidence has been growing from other areas in my life, but I really would like to be that kind of person that can actually go up to somebody,
mm-hmm.
stand my ground,
mm-hmm.
say my piece,
mm-hmm.
and not lose any part of who I am and not, you know...
Or lose respect for yourself in the process.
Lose respect for myself or beat myself up in my head and say, oh, I could have said this, I could have said that. Man, you weren't that good of a person right there when you said that. That kind of stuff really does run through my head on a 24/7 basis. So it's kind of like, whenever it's a situation like that, I'd really like to be able to stay level-headed,
mm-hmm.
express my need to stand there in the same room as you, and to be
stand
able to
yourself.
Be who I am and to stand up for me and the people that are before me and the people that are after me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that we do, and we put ourselves under this category as trans women because we're comfortable of doing that, of who we are, and this is how we fit into our niche in society. And it helps people to understand who we are. So how do you guys feel about that?
Well, I know that for me, like, I'm not afraid to stand up in a room for myself now. But it wasn't always that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely was a lot like you, Callie, where I would kind of cower in the corner, you know, because I was afraid of what's going to happen and who's going to do what and is it going to get physical, because I come from a family where physical violence was accepted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them, but especially with my mother and my stepfather growing up as a young boy. there's a lot of physical violence. And so I think that for me, when things get loud, I naturally kind of want to hide in a corner. But now, 4 years into my transition, I do have that strength to stand up and say, you cannot speak to me this way. Mm-hmm. You don't get that right. Mm-hmm. You know, you cannot like me. You cannot accept me. You don't even have to respect me. But I'm in this room, and I get to be in this room. Mm-hmm. You don't get to decide that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's hard. Oh, God, it's hard. Like, my hands will shake when I'm doing it. My voice will quiver. But something that Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, that even if you're saying up for yourself and your voice quivers, you're still saying up for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I honestly, you know what? For me, it's been a little different. I don't want to say I'm an evil person, because I'm not evil. But my thing is, you do that to me, I'm the type of person, I get gutter. I get you bad.
And this is why I brought this topic up, is because I didn't hear that fire in that episode of the debate that you usually have.
I know, and honest to tell you that I wanted to bring that up. Like, with the situation with LG and the censorship and just overall everything. Nothing was bad over it. To be clear,
she was trying to make sure that we respected the listeners.
Uh-huh.
So there was no, like, she wasn't trying to censor you specifically.
Yeah.
She just wanted to make sure the listeners weren't uncomfortable, and I feel like, make them uncomfortable.
And honestly, I thought that too, but then when I thought about it more, I was like, you know what, it opened my eyes a little bit, because it let me understand that sometimes that maybe I don't need to be saying a little bit too much sometimes, because I do kind of overdo it, I think, sometimes, and I know I do, but
that's why I love you
and
on this podcast. I love having your voice because you're that person.
Uh-huh. And I think that the only reason why she really did it like that was just so that people can hear the actual mm-hmm. depth of how we feel for a mm-hmm. certain thing. Not so much of it just be, she said kind of, and I'm glad, because it set a tone for it. It set the tone for how we're going to keep it going. How, you know, just some insight and listen to everybody's stories. I know we wanted to say something.
I just want to say that when you said make them uncomfortable, I'm thinking it's coming from the light of say the hard stuff, say the stuff that needs to be said, and express yourself freely, mm-hmm. and that's going to help them to find themselves. So you guys as listeners, she didn't mean she wants to make you uncomfortable, but, you know.
No, I do.
You
I mean that. I mean that, because guess what? When does change happen?
When you're uncomfortable.
That's true.
So how
they
are we
do
going,
say that.
Are we just trying to reach the people that already believe in trans experience as a human experience? No.
No.
I want to hit that person that doesn't understand that we are people. Mm-hmm. Trans women, cisgender, none of that matters. We're humans.
And you know what? I just found myself doing that. Censorship.
Yes.
Like, it's something that we do need to draw away from as trans women. We really do.
And again, mm-hmm. and it ties in with the fact that every time they censor us, they always think that we're here for either having sex or selling drugs or, you know, going to jails, mm-hmm. institutions. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? That's the censor that we get from this.
Well, because we walk in the room and the room already has decided that we're too loud, we're too weird, we're
uh-huh.
too this, we're too
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
They have all these things that we're too much of. And it's like, we're in the safety of our sisters. I want you to be as real and raw and vulnerable as you possibly can be. And guess what? On every episode, it says explicit.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so
true. I almost apologize to you for what I just said.
No, because that's
too,
what
because
makes this episode great, Callie. Don't apologize.
Okay, well,
that's who you
thank
are.
Thank you for that. Yeah, absolutely.
And
see,
this is
we're
what I'm saying.
Confidence.
I want that. I think that mm-hmm. that's what makes this episode go round and round. This is why we're going to get more listeners, because someone's going to relate to me. And guess what? There's going to be 10 more that think I'm fucking crazy.
Exactly.
I know. As for me, I'm
guess
great.
What?
They're going to
listen again.
Honestly, we all stand on business over here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, if we come from the different dynamics of this whole little corner of whatever we do today.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to bring in this diverse world that we get to be in today, or to bring into what we got today, is awesome. Like,
yeah.
And
it's a blessing.
Like, I wanted to ask both of you guys, because you have brought it up a little bit, Madison, was like the censorship about family. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That plays a huge toll on all of us right today,
mm-hmm.
especially being trans community and us coming out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that part of when did we know, like when we had our first episode, or, you know, what happened. That sense, that right there, that guttedness is what I want to know about. Like,
mm-hmm.
because that's where it started from. It made us who we are today. What did we have to do when we were censored at that moment that made us so strong today?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that because some of the feedback I've gotten just one-on-one with my family and friends is that we don't go very deep on this podcast. We just don't. Mm-hmm. I know we like to think we do, but let's be honest, we don't. Uh-huh. We don't disagree on a whole lot of things. I think we've had one or two episodes where like we've had some disagreement, mm-hmm. but nothing that really shows the diverse world that being a trans person is, right? And I'm not saying that we're doing a bad job or we need to do a better job. I'm just saying that when we started this, we did it because we chose these people. The four of us were chosen by each other because we knew we were so polar opposite, mm-hmm. right? At the end of the day, the only three things that we really have in common is that we are trans women, we are in recovery, and we want to help others.
Yes.
Everything else, we have such different viewpoints on how to get there and what it looks like.
Yes.
And I feel like we've gotten away from that. Uh-huh. And I think it's because of the censorship.
Yeah, it is. It literally totally is. Because there's so many labels going around right mm-hmm. now. And it's like, oh, you got this on your back today. So you got to be here today mm-hmm. at work. You know what I'm saying? Or how I'm gonna portray myself today in the recovery program. Or how I'm going to portray myself at work. You know, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. And there's always that stop, that go, yeah. and with everything that yeah. you got to do today.
Well, I definitely want to hear from Kelly, but I want to say, like, one thing is that, like, no matter what I say here in this room, I know that the three of you, LG included, are going to love me anyway.
Yes. So true. So true.
So what do you have on this, Kelly?
You know, I actually started, when you were talking, I started thinking about when we first met. Well, when I first seen you and LG and Tay at the Lambda yep. Community Center that we went to. Uh-huh. And we all went as individuals, you know. I had yeah. noticed that maybe you had known LG, but it could be that you guys known each other before.
Yeah,
or not,
we were just acquaintances.
You were acquaintances. Mm. Yeah, we all, because that's part of the community that we come from, is that we shake hands and we greet each uh-huh. other and we mm-hmm. want to get to know who's sitting next to us and what the life is that you're going to be living, because we're so excited about the new life that we're giving ourselves. And so that's something that I held back from at the beginning. I kind of sat back and I looked at you, Madison, and I was like, man, she's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. She's got a big set of knockers, you know. She's absolutely gorgeous. I could not tell if you were actually, like, you know, cisgender or transgender. And I was aww. Really scoping you out because I wanted to just, like, there was something about you that I wanted to know more about you. I wanted to know, who is this lady who mm-hmm. comes in every week, gives us a meeting, gives us a place to find ourselves. And she's so confident, so excited to be there and so strong that I just want to know. And so I kind of put it to the side, though. And I kept on, you know, and then I started going to other different times, the meetings at different times. And I saw LG and I was like, man, that woman is so, she's got something to her. Yeah. I can't tell if she's transgender or cisgender.
I didn't know about LG either.
And so I kind of like was scoping her out too. And that was kind of in her early recovery. And so,
I think for LG though, for me, it was because the way she carries herself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't see mm-hmm. the trans part because the way she carries herself is, like you were saying, so confident.
Yeah.
You know, she has this way of entering mm-hmm. a room mm-hmm. where, you know, the love and light of God had came in with her.
I felt like to respect you guys, and I had a phobia. This is something we've never talked about here until now.
Let's dive in.
I had an extreme phobia of fellow trans women.
I had a fear.
I had an
that.
Absolute phobia. And so I kind of was working through that whenever I saw you guys and I saw Tay. And then you guys, as time went on, you guys all started being like a little clique. You know, not a clique, but you know, you started clicking. You started getting together.
We became
you know,
better friends.
Okay. Better friends, and I noticed that, and I was like, man, I just wish someday that I could actually be a part of a bunch aww. Of girls like that. Uh-huh. And so one day I walked up to you and I was like, hey, my name's Callie. Mm-hmm. And then
well, it's funny you say that because I had tried to get your attention a few times.
I did
because
too.
I was signing your papers.
Oh, you did.
Remember, okay. you don't remember this. I was signing your papers at the meetings, uh-huh. and you're still wearing the mask, mm-hmm. you know, because it's you know mm-hmm. some stuff. And so I would always try to talk to you, and you always shut me down.
Yeah.
Like, you would not even respond.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you would
because
just look at
I was
me.
Terrified about the potential censorship that I would yeah. receive from yeah. another trans woman. You know why? Because I had guilt. I had guilt for all those years that I am trans, and I'm judging other trans women for being trans.
Amen.
Uh-huh. And it's not because I wanted to or that's how I look at people. It's because that's just
what I was doing
yep. to survive. I don't know where it came from or why it was in my brain like yep. that, but I'll tell you that
no,
it was
I think
there.
You nailed it. You had
and
that phobia.
So that censorship actually, I kind of noticed it was a really important time to change this time yeah. around. When I got sober and I'm, you know, putting myself in this room and I'm like, okay, well, you know what? My higher power is putting me in this room with this person, this person, this person. And I can't take my eyes off them because I'm absolutely just enthralled at their absolute, like, you know, essence of mm-hmm. being free as trans women. And so I started slowly communicating with you guys, you know, and I started like pushing myself a little bit.
You started
responding
to my questions?
I started seeing you guys' responses and I'm like, well, they're just girls like me, you know? Right. So, and you guys really, really helped me do that. And then so, you know, me, you and LG became really good, you know, we had a meeting together and we were like, well, so what are we going to do here with this friendship? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This trio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed that Tay was in there. I was so intimidated by Tay. I don't know if you guys know her from Facebook or anything like that, but she's a bulldog. She is. And so it was kind of hard for me to break out of my shell and talk to her. But I'm going to tell you, this podcast has absolutely enriched my life. And I hope that it enriches everybody else's lives. But I can tell you this, I'm sitting in the room with two and missing one of the, you know, other
one of our fearless leaders.
The most beautiful women that I know.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I absolutely agree.
And
I do too.
But I'm saying, like, I'm just so grateful for the fact that censorship can go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can uncensor censorship
literally.
In a way that actually benefits every single aspect of that, you know,
interaction.
And, that
and I know Tay wants to get a word in here, but I know that with what you're saying, is like, by us breaking that barrier, it's going to help the next girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that's what
and
we're
it's
here.
Gonna, it's going to help us to love people more, and it's going to help people to be able to love us more. That's
Tay
something
I
always talk about here.
I love that, because I've gone places where there's other trans girls, like other places, and I don't even know none of these girls, but they're like, oh, we listen to your podcast. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh. They're like, yeah, girl, we know who you are, Tayden. I'm like, you know me.
Tayden,
yeah.
Is a new
and I'm like, what is going on here? And it amazes me. And then for people to just know, like, the raw and uncutness of what we bring, the authenticity that we bring to this, all four of us. The diverse worlds of all of us, what we live in. I love it. Just to be, like I said in the beginning, it's an honor to be here and to see the growth and the path that we've come so far. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, who'd have thought I know for me, I'm 4 years in my transition. I never in a million years would have saw myself where I am right now in life.
And another thing, and honestly, thank you for saying that, because that was what I was bringing to when I was in the car crying this morning. Because I literally did today. Mm-hmm. I cried because the realness of who I really am today and the things that I get to do today. Like the reason why I cried was because I was coming here and I was going to pick my mom up, and I'm like, damn, like, look at all the stuff that I get to do today.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hectic, but it's so awesome to me, and I love it. And it just, it brings the real trueness of what we really are doing today.
Since we're doing this podcast for all the trans women that listen and all the trans women that will listen.
Well, we're doing it for everybody. We want
to
educate.
And for everybody,
yeah.
Anybody and everybody who wants to listen to us, you know. But, I mean, thank you for that, you know, because I was being so, you know, case specific. But I have a question for you guys. So
love
the last
it.
Question here, we're just about 15 minutes out to closing this. But I do want to ask you guys, in the future, what do you want to see? And let's say you're living your life and we're doing this podcast, it's reaching people. And, you know, the whole point of what I'm saying is that how do you see the future? How are you going to, what are you going to do to implement change? And how, basically, what's your vision for censorship as trans women?
I have a hot take on this.
The world.
People are going to not like my answer right now, and I'm sorry about it. But I think that we need to rally the troops, you know, the people that do support us, the people that do believe in us. I think we need to get those ones together. And I think we all just need to calm down for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have given the world around us a lot to take in. I think that we are pushing it.
Uh-huh.
I think that we just need to take a minute, let the room breathe, let them digest what we've given them. Because what, we're up to, what, 17 pronouns now?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm
sorry.
Not very much.
It's a lot, you know? And I don't want to shit on anybody's pronouns. But, like, it's a lot.
But is that really the way that...
It's a lot.
Is that really the way...
I don't think
that
we're
we
going
to go... You know, is that really
I don't
the
think
path,
that's
the avenue that we need to use in order to liberate ourselves?
So,
I'll use
gays and lesbians as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Gay men and lesbian women, they fought and fought and fought and fought. But what they did, the secret was that they did, was that they did it in increments of time, right? They had Stonewall Riot, and then they just started celebrating Pride every year for a couple of years. Like 10 years. And then they had another legislative push, right? They were able to say, we want this now. And then 10 years later, we want gay marriage now. So it was little bits at a time. Uh-huh. It wasn't just full force, like, we are who we are, and you're going to love us despite us. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that right now we're just too many of us, really. Mm-hmm. And not too many of us. I think that there's too many things in the world that people who are not in the queer family, in the LGBTQIA plus family, it's a lot for them to intake, mm-hmm. right? You know, like, I have a very staunch Republican family. They probably are going to vote for Trump. Let's be clear. But they're accepting me, right? Mm-hmm. And it's because I'm just showing up every day as me, right? I'm not forcing them to use a different name. I'm not forcing them to use a different pronoun. They've gotten there on their own, right? And so I think that just as a society, as a queer society, we really could just take a minute, step back, take a breath, and let the others digest the information we've given them, mm-hmm. and give them time and allow them to ask questions. Like, we want those questions. Please don't be afraid. Don't worry about how you're asking the question. Just ask the question. Like, that's all I need you to do is ask the question, right?
Right.
I firmly believe that. So that's my hot take on that. What about you? Tana and Callie. Callie's filming.
as for me, I think...
Do you want her to ask the question again?
Yeah, please.
Callie, will you ask the question again so that Tana can answer it since it took so long?
I
want to
know what it is you're going to do, what is your vision, and how do you foresee change in this specific category or this topic for the future? For the future of us, for the future of everybody, for the future of trans women, and what do you think needs to be done to create that change?
And I'm gonna say it like this. Like, all the girls that I've ever did meet in prior to where I'm at today, honestly, I can say that all of the girls that I've known, I have a good relationship with, you know? And
by good relationship, you mean like friends,
like
sisters?
Like friends. I don't want to say sisters because, okay, like, it's not a sisterhood yet unless, like, it's developed, like, there. But right now, as far as friendships, like, I wanted to keep it there right now. Like, I want to keep it where it's at right now with the girls that I've come across. So when I come across certain girls or, like, what we do right now, I keep this intent being open-minded, mm-hmm. listening to them, you know, hearing them out, you know, communicating with them, you know, educating them a little bit about more. If they don't know the things that I know, I'm going to let them know, you know. And, you know, just take it one day at a time to when it is time in the future, like you said, those rallies of us all coming together, mm-hmm. and, you know, getting to do it. Those people, the generation after us, will have those tools and things that they'll be able to use from the things that we've taught them. I think that's a great thing because some of the girls that I've met right now that are after me that keep like, oh, Tay, how do you do this? And how do you, you know, I just keep an open mind up with them and I be honest with them and I let them know, hey, this ain't easy. This ain't an easy life for me. But one thing about Tay is I'm very outspoken. I don't let nobody speak down on me. I'm going to talk up. I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm going to let you know how I feel. I fight cats, dogs, uncles, yeah. aunties, kids. Whatever you want to do, we own it.
Yeah.
So, but
yeah, like I said, Tay is a bulldog.
Now, Callie, what about you?
So yeah, I'm gonna say like, I really want to see, the way that we support each other, and mm-hmm. it's so common for somebody to have an. Okay, so let me go back a little bit. Where this is coming from? So, back in like, I don't know, maybe probably 8 years ago, I was going out to bars and I was partying and we, I grew up in like a country town. So all the bars are country mm-hmm. town bars.
Yes, I know those days.
Hoedown and all that. And there's a lot of farmers, a lot of people in general that are liking that environment of this is how it is supposed to be and this is why we like it, you know? And then somebody like me comes in on a Halloween night. Mind you, Halloween, mm-hmm. and I'm not dressed up as a woman for a costume. I'm dressed up as a woman to express who I am on the inside and who I am as a whole being. I am a woman, you know, and so a trans woman. And so when I went in there, I, you know, had fun. We're doing karaoke, and I went to the bathroom. And when I went to the bathroom, there were other women in there, and I used to the women's bathroom. But back then, I didn't have my legal documents to back up, you know, my actions in that moment. But, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm going to use the woman's bathroom. This is where I'm headed anyways. I'm in the process of changing everything, you know. And so this lady got extremely livid, and she went to the management of the bar, and she had said something, and they came and they harassed me, and they asked me, what are you doing in that bathroom, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the way that I met my best friend at that time is that all of a sudden this stranger, you know, comes running up, and cisgender woman, and she starts defending me, like, you know, F you, F that, F this, all that, you know, and this is how it, you know, it needs to be for her, so you guys got to be cool with it, and blah, 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 and she's like, you know, F off, and all these things, and she wanted to stand up for me, and she was being everything that I needed to be for myself, but in a different way, mm-hmm. you know, and that's something that I see can sometimes hold me back, is when people want to speak up for me. I find, like, when it's good in a certain, you know, light. But for me, I feel like I need to see change in our community where we are empowering and encouraging and supporting each other in a mm-hmm. way that allows and cultivates growth within ourselves.
Yeah.
Because it's all about loving who we are. If we want to love, or we want to be the people that we want to, are needing to be and, you know, want to be, then we need to love ourselves to allow other people to love us. Let me tell you something. I don't have any, no, 1-0% interactions with people like that anymore, because I have looked inside, I have dug inside, I have worked inside, and I have put myself in a position where I can actually finally love myself to the point where people don't really question me. There are times when people snicker and this and that.
Yeah.
But, you know, even when I think about it now, I really like to say in my head, I say, this is my problem, not theirs.
Yeah. I agree.
The reason is, like, I'm not going to turn on them, like, I pounce on them, because they have their own growth. They have their own processing to do. They have all that stuff that they're doing in their head. That's what the giggling is about. It's not because they're absolutely disgusted at you or anything. It's because, you know, they say that when we laugh, we're learning. Yeah. And so you give them the benefit of the doubt that this may be the first experience that they've ever had with somebody like you. And they might be a little embarrassed.
Mm. Yeah.
Then you're going to grow 10 times more by letting them grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something that I would like to see in our community, mm-hmm. that we're supporting each other.
Well, and I also think that there's that saying that what other people think of me is none of my business. I love that saying. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that saying, because I have to tell myself that at least once a day, that what other people are saying and thinking about me ain't none of my business. Mm-hmm. So
that just makes my anxiety bad. I hate having to think about somebody thinking something about me. I'm sorry to say, mm-hmm. I just can't. I can't do it. Once I get into that thinking, I can't do it. My anxiety is bad. I start panicking. Mm-hmm. I start thinking people will be wanting it out for me. I feel like a crackhead. Oh. So I don't
checking
got
the blinds.
Yeah, I don't got time for this shit. I don't. Sorry.
Well, I think that we need to wrap it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that we can all agree that we miss LG.
Yes, we love you.
It was also her turn to sit out. She's mm-hmm. been in every episode, so we appreciate all that she does, and she's actually still going to do the editing. So I don't even know how we're going to get this episode to her, but we're grateful for her, and we did miss her. And in closing, I just want to say I'm grateful for you ladies. You know, this is today was a long day for me, because I choose it. I choose to play kickball on Sundays, and I love the game, and I love the people. But it's hard because I'm in the sun all day, and last thing I want to do is go record something. And every time I show up, when you all are involved, I'm so grateful that I did. Uh-huh. So thank you. And that's my closing statement.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
I just want to say, just be your authentic self. What makes you happy today shouldn't define what another person thinks about you. You live your life for you. You were born out your mama cooch by yourself.
unless they're twins.
So unless you're a twin. Unless you. And
I know,
so,
that's a topic for another day. Yeah. That sounds good.
I know, we didn't even talk about P. Diddy.
Okay.
Anyhow,
okay.
You know,
anyways,
everybody knows what's going on there.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I just want to say, you've got one life to live, so live it authentically, live it spontaneously, and have fun whatever you do.
Amen.
You shouldn't be letting a person depict you, define you, tell you who you are, whatever it is. You should do what you want to do in this world, however you see fit.
Thank you. I want to close with this. I want to say I'm so excited that we actually get to give you guys professional quality recordings.
Amen.
And you know what? This environment right now is popping. Like, I'm feeling the vibe. We're all seeing, you know, so comfortable today. And so, like, we're really vibing. This is great.
Yes.
And I want to say thank you to, I'm not sure exactly who it was that lined this up for us. Madison, I want to say thank you. And thank you, LG, for, you know, giving us the heads up. You weren't going to be here. And, you know, we know you're going to be here next time.
LG sent me the information for the room. So, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, thank you guys both. And I'm so honored and grateful to be a part of this podcast and be a part of these wonderful, wonderful women,
yes.
trans women. And
yes.
I also want to say thank you to listeners, and please keep coming
Amen.
Back and share the support for the trans community by sharing these videos, this audio, and give to somebody else what it is that you're getting so that they can grow too.
Yes. Amen. So with that, I will say that this has been the Trans Experience, and we are so grateful for you listening. This is Madison.
This is Tayden.
And this is Callie.
Have a great night.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh.
That hurt my ears.